Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop along to the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth popping into. Great menu, great atmosphere, great bar, great staff. In fact, it has everything going for it. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital, in North County Dublin, the White Sands Hotel, may we recommend it. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Have a listen to this from a guy called Gareth, and I want to get your reaction to this. Adrian and Jeremy, I love your podcast, and I don't think you've covered this topic. It's about people using mental health to get time off work. Where I work, an IT company, and I won't name it, there are two staff out, and he writes in inverted commas, sick over their mental health. This is about the fourth time this year that one particular girl has been off. She has a bad week and says she's feeling down and gets time off, yet she's on Instagram out walking her dogs and going for coffee with her mates. My point is, we all have bad weeks when we're not feeling up to it, but we still go in. But I think there's a lot of people faking or exaggerating their mental health issues to get extra time off work because the company actually pays them sick leave. They are taking the piss. And that's from a guy called Garrett. So basically what he's arguing is he believes that a lot of people are using mental health as an excuse, literally, to get time off work, to pull a sickie, basically.
You see, the problem with mental health is, and we all have to be aware that mental health does exist, obviously, and you need to look after your mental health. But the issue with mental health is it's an invisible thing. So, you know, back in the day when you used to pull sickies in work and say you had a sore throat, you had to blag that. You had to, like, oh,
I've got a sore throat.
Or, you know, if you had a broken arm, you had to show evidence that you had a broken arm. Whereas with mental health, there's no evidence needed. So it is easier to actually, to blag it, isn't it? To say...
Possibly, but this notion that he obviously believes that this particular woman who she's had a bad week and she's feeling down and she's off for the fourth time this year, he obviously believes she doesn't suffer with her mental health, which is a bit nasty of him to, because he can't see it, he automatically assumes she's blagging it.
Well, is she diagnosed with it? I mean, it did...
Well, we don't know.
Okay. The thing is, if you went to your doctor today and you said to your doctor, I'm feeling a bit down, he would do you, no doubt in my mind, that he wouldn't do you a sick note and get you off for a couple of weeks.
He may do, yeah.
No doctor's not going to. And maybe he feels that some staff are confusing, I couldn't be arsed going into work, or, like, Jesus, there's times on a Sunday night, yeah, where I get the Glen Rowe shakes, yeah, where I go, oh my God, work tomorrow. I would rather actually be dead than have to go into work tomorrow. Oh, it's a Monday. So is there a case of that sometimes? Or am I being completely naive and completely...
Well, this guy Gareth is saying, this is about the fourth time this year that one particular girl has been off. She has a bad week and says she's feeling down and gets time off, yet she's on Instagram out walking her dogs and going for coffee with her mates.
Now, both those things are good for your mental health, but that's sticking up the two fingers to your employer, isn't it?
Is it, though? Is
well,
it?
Because, yes, of course it is.
Okay, if you've got the flu, the best course of action is to take to your bed, yeah?
Yeah.
If you have...
But sorry, hang on, let me cut across here. There's days in work where I'm feeling a bit down, purely because I don't want to be in work, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only reason. Purely because it might be a nice day, or I know the kids are off and I want to be home with them rather than being down.
Yeah.
Does that give me an excuse just to say, my mental health is not good, I should go at home?
Well, no, maybe you should analyse your mental health if that's how you're feeling.
I just get on with it. Now, if I'm in a dark depression, yeah, if I have clinical depression where I'm being medicated, that's completely different.
Okay, this guy knows nothing about this woman's mental health diagnosis, I assume, because it's not necessarily something she went into the whole office to tell them. Well, and he's jumping to conclusions that because she's taking time off with her mental health, that she's blagging it. The point I was making a moment ago, if you've got the flu, the best thing, the best course of action is to take to your bed. Yeah?
Yeah.
But if you've got mental health, if you're suffering with your mental health, it will do you the power of good to get out and walk with the dogs and go for coffee with your friends.
There's a big difference there, and it's a ridiculous comparison you just made. The difference is the flu will go away with tablets. Mental health does not come and go. You know what I mean? So it's a constant thing. So if you are suffering with your mental health, then maybe work is not the thing for you.
Oh, just pack in work.
Well, maybe it isn't. If you can't function from week, because what happens is when people ring in sick, it falls on other people's lap to pick up the slack for a job. And that's obviously why Garrett's pissed off about it.
Let me kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got from Jessica.
I'd imagine a job would help your mental health because it gives you a routine, some friends, you interact with people, that get you out of the house. Like, I couldn't imagine having no job, sitting in my room, looking at the four walls, going insane. I did that enough for COVID. Like, just stop using mental health as an excuse, for fuck's sake.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, what did you want to say on this?
This is the thing that a lot of people don't seem to realise is just because you're off sick does not mean you're in a prisoner. You're a prisoner in your own home. Okay? It means that you cannot do your job to 100% ability. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is. Going back there years ago, I sprained my ankle and pulled ligaments in it, right? When I was younger, I was about 18. And twice since then, if I go over on that ankle, I'm on crutches for 3 weeks because it's weakened. Now, there was one job that I had to take off 2 weeks because I was walking around. So I had to take that off because I couldn't on crutches. The other job, I was working in private air charter, and my job was sitting down on the phone booking flights for people. Mm-hmm. So I went in to work for that because I could do my job. So if somebody is off sick, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be dying sick, you know, laid out in bed. It just means they cannot do their job. And obviously the company don't have a problem with it because otherwise they could be pulling her in.
Okay, it's a very, very difficult. It's a very, very difficult thing for a company to say to somebody, no, get in here, you're not suffering with your mental health. It really is a very difficult thing.
No one company is going to do that. No, they can't.
They can't. And I appreciate
therefore.
And by the way, sorry for coming across your boat. People use that because they know.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Absolutely. That's exactly what I was about to say. Therefore, does Gareth not have some sort of a point that people use this? You know, if you're an employer and you get a call from somebody, oh, I'm really, really down. I'm suffering debilitating depression. I can't come in. No boss is going to say, get your fucking arse in here now.
No, of course not.
No, they're not.
So. The doesn't that mean is, that some people, not all, but some people use that?
Oh, absolutely. They will totally take advantage of it and totally take the piss out of their employers and their company. But the one thing that I would say with Gareth here is, Gareth, sit down, shut up, do your job, mind your own business. It's nothing to do with you. If the company have a problem with it, let the company take it up with her. Just move on and do your job. Because at the end of the day,
but what he's trying to highlight is what we've all agreed can and does happen, that people use mental health as an easy way of pulling a sickie, basically.
Oh, they can, but it's going to come to a certain time where the company will probably send her to a company doctor. Or, you know, a counsellor or a psychiatrist, that will happen because they're not just going to keep giving her time off. She'll start getting warnings. She'll start getting things like that, you know, and that's why it'll have to be sent to a company doctor or something, you know.
Because can you not understand then why he might be a bit pissed off that this is the fourth time this year that this particular woman is off work?
No, it's got nothing to do with him. It's absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, of course it does. Of course it does. Because when staff are off constantly and they're ringing in at a moment's notice, that affects the way companies have business to do. They have to make money. And if someone is ringing in, it's not productive for someone to be sick every second week.
No, but you'll have someone to cover for that.
My point is, if your mental health is suffering, just give up the job. Maybe the job is too stressful for you. But this whole thing, one week on, one week off, isn't good for anybody.
No, it's not. And do you know what? It's not good for, in one way, it's not good for her mental health, as far as I can see it as well. You know, because if I am off sick, if I've ever been off sick with work, I think you're do you know what I mean? You'd rather be in than kind of looking over your shoulder. And that's why I'm saying people need to realise, just because you're seen out. My father was personnel and head of fire safety and security in De Beers for years, right, for over 30 years. And he's actually one that told me that, because one day I was off sick and I asked him to pick up my prescription. He was like, you can get it. I said, no, sure, I'm sick. And he was like, no, just because you're sick.
I know, and I get that, Angela. And I said a moment ago that if you're dealing with poor mental health, one of the best things that you can do is to get out and about. Get out for a walk with the dogs and all of that. But you have to see why somebody sees those photographs, for example, on Instagram of her out with the dogs or having coffee with her friends and not at work. Because we have preconceived notion that when you're sick, you're confined to your home, basically.
Yeah, and that's what people need to get over, because that's not what it is.
Okay, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. Jeff, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jeff?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself, how's it going?
Not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this, Jeff?
Oh, look, my dude, the whole time, yeah. I'll pull the sickies, the fucking... the depression card, the whole lot, mate. You're only a number in a job, mate. That's all you are.
You're only a number in a job. And what, you pull sickies and
I
use
do
mental
it
health?
I do it the whole time. Any time, mate, I do it. I get 10 sickies a year and they carry over every year and I max them out every year, mate. Gone.
Oh, you're entitled to 10 sick days?
10, yeah, in here in Australia, my job, I won't tell you what I'm doing because I don't want everybody to know, but I do 2 days, 2 nights, 4 off. So if I take 4 days off work, 4 shifts off work, I actually get 12. So I can just go into the doctor, I'm depressed, mate, and take a whole month off work. I just take like 12 days off work and I get the whole month off. So.
And how often do you do that?
Well, I max out my sickies. I only got my sickies there. I get them every year in April because I started this job in April like 10 years ago. And every April I get 10 sickies and I've already burnt the 10 sickies out already, mate.
And you put them all down to, you go into a doctor, you say, I'm depressed.
You just and he goes, how long do you want off? And I just tell him exactly how many days I want off and that's it.
And mental health, using mental health is the easiest way to get those sickies, is it?
Yeah, because I've got another job, a casual job, and I just go off and drive trucks then. So I come in the truck.
So hang on. You take time sick off one job to go working in another job.
Yeah, mate, that's 100%, yeah. That's it. Double up my money.
But obviously your argument is that with mental health, using depression as your reason for getting time off work, nobody ever questions it.
Nah, mate. All my supervisor wants is a doctor's note. He said, bring me in a doctor's note and it's 100%. That's it.
And do you suffer with your mental health?
Nah. So last week, my other job, because I work casual in the other job, because I'm always looking for truck drivers over here. It's fucking crazy. And it's good money. So he said, mate, can you work this week on the truck? And I said, oh, I can work these days. And then he said, nah, can you work tomorrow and the next day? And I said, oh, just give me a minute. Rang in my company. I just won't say what I'm doing. And I said, oh, I'm being the next 2 days. No worries. Get a doctor's note. And I went off working on the truck, mate.
Do you not think that by doing that and by using mental health as your excuse every time you take time off work sick...
You're only a number, Adrian.
I understand that, but are
no
you not...
No company has any respect anymore.
Are you not ridiculing people who genuinely suffer with their mental health?
Oh, look, anybody can use that card nowadays, mate, so I use it and I maximise my benefits, and that's what I do.
But you don't suffer with your mental health?
Don't suffer anything, mate, no. So I use up all my sickies, everything.
So,
yeah.
So the guy who contacted us in the first place believes that a lot of people are faking or exaggerating their mental health to get time off work, to get extra time off work. And you're admitting that's exactly what I do.
Exactly. But, and I can't tell you what job I'm doing, mate, because if someone find out, it's not a normal job I'm doing here in Australia, but yeah.
But sorry, Jeff, just so I'm clear, do you have mental health issues?
He's already said no.
No, I just want to I'm fine. So you don't have mental
health? I just do it for benefit. Nah, mate, I do it for the money, mate.
And to get time off work so you can go and drive the trucks.
But that's, to be honest with you,
that's it.
Yeah, but that's low using, there are people who...
That's exactly what I just said. He's ridiculing people with genuine mental health issues.
You're literally giving the two fingers to people who actually have mental health issues.
Well, I'm just using whatever excuse I can make to go off and do another job to make more money.
And as a matter of interest, when you go to the doctor and you tell the doctor, I need time off, I'm depressed, does he question you at all?
I'm in there for 2 minutes, mate. I walk in the door, I tell the doctor, I'm depressed. He goes, how long do you want off? And I tell him exactly the dates I want to go back to working. He said, no problem, let her.
And he writes you a cert there, and then you hand that into
him. He writes me a cert. I just hand it into my supervisor, and he puts on the computer, and I'm paid.
But does the doctor ever question you?
A doctor won't question you when you say you're feeling down.
The doctor might say, do you want further treatment? Can I refer you on to a consultant for further treatment?
You know, if I didn't want to go to work tonight, I'd just go into a doctor and say, I've got a headache and I can't drive the car to work. And he'll just say, how many days you want off? And I tell them how many days I want off. I say, I want these days off and that's it, and walk out.
God, I'd love a doctor.
Doctors don't care, mate.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. What do you make of Jeff, who literally goes to his doctor, says he's feeling a bit depressed, and he gets time off immediately? Let me bring in Sharon.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. Sorry I can't come on. Great topic today. Oh, I really hope that man never falls on hard times with his mental health. It not only affects the person going through it, but all the people who love and care about that person. I've grown up with a parent with bad mental health. I've seen the worst things you can imagine. So if that girl in the office needs time off to get her head right, then she's doing the right thing. Walking her dog, getting a coffee can often be what you need, just to clear your head and get yourself back on track. I know it's not that simple for everyone. We're trying to erase the stigma, and it's people like this man that are part of the problem. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Fuck's sake.
What?
Did you not just listen to that last caller?
I did, yes.
Adrian,
I did.
But believe it or not,
job placement.
Adrian was actually laughing at what he was saying. I don't see the joke here of what he's doing.
No, I'm not laughing. No, I told him he was ridiculing people with genuine mental health.
He's not just doing that, lads. He's scamming his boss.
Yeah, he's scamming his boss.
Company.
Yeah.
This Swain should be sacked and named and publicly named so he can't get another job anywhere.
Well, Jeff, what do you say to that?
I'm sick of this fucking snow. Generation.
Oh, look, all.
Yeah, go on, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, look, all I can say is the job I'm in, I can't get sacked, mate. I just can't say what I'm doing, but I can't get sacked.
Right, how old are you, Jeff?
I know I'm 36, but all I can say is everybody in this job that I do. There's only 10 of us, and we all do it. Everybody in this job does it. Yeah.
But I just can't say the job I do. Like, I get rid of people all the time.
Yeah, but this job you can't get rid of if you can read through the lines. You just can't get sacked. Yeah.
So there's physically no way you can be sacked from your job. You're the only person in the whole country that can do your job.
There's 10 of us here that can do our job, and every one of us do the exact same thing, right? We just pull sickies and everyone. Yeah, just ring up.
No,
one guy rang up
yesterday,
Sorry?
Are you telling me there's nobody in the whole country that can do your job if you got sacked?
It takes 6 months to get trained up the job I'm doing. Yeah. So you just can't get someone off the street tomorrow.
Again, not the question I asked you.
He's saying that in Australia there are 10 people that can do the job that he does. So he's not very easily replaceable.
That's not the question I asked, Adrian. Is he telling me that there's nobody in the whole country that can do his job? He just said there's 6 months training, so there is people that can do his job.
In the whole of Australia, there's about 80 of us that can do this job. That's it, 80 people.
Well, then you're replaceable. Then you should be getting rid of somehow. I'd find fault in
hang on, Trevor.
Like I've done in my job.
Hang on. The fact of the matter is that he gets a sick cert from his doctor because he's feeling a bit depressed. And he gets it no problem at all.
Off.
That's what he gets.
Depressed. Adrian, I've had people come into my place and you know what? I allow it the odd time. But when they start going every second month, they can fuck off. I find fault with their works. If it's not impeccable, no, I let things go.
So okay, so hang on for 1 second.
Out the door.
If
you're
somebody...
bipolar, you're bye-bye.
If you're bipolar, you're bye-bye.
Jesus.
If it's going to be every second month you're gone from the business and other people have to pick up your slack in my place, then yeah, you're not used to me.
But like hang on a second.
The other guy, maybe I'm wrong, Jeff. Do you suffer bipolar?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't suffer from mental health issues.
He doesn't suffer from anything, lads.
No, I just want to double check. Do you
before I go, mate, all I can say is, mate, Trevor just proved today you're just a number in a company and they fuck you off straight away when they don't want you.
Especially when you're useless sack like you, mate.
I'm not useless, mate. I do 12-hour shifts, but...
Oh, God, you do your job. God bless you. Well done. Pat on the back. And then you go sit for 2 weeks.
Jeff, I know you're to rush off. Thanks very much indeed for your call. But Trevor, let me come back to you. You just said if you're bipolar, you're bye-bye. So somebody for 1 second, Trevor. This is I just have to deal with this. Somebody who genuinely lives with bipolar disorder,
which by the way is an actual thing.
Yes, I know it is.
It's not a fairy tale.
I'm aware of that.
But some people think it's a fairy tale that doesn't. No, I do think it's exaggerated. Every second person you talk to now says they're bipolar.
If somebody If somebody working with you genuinely has bipolar disorder, you are eventually going to find a reason to sack them. Is that what you're saying?
Not just that, Adrian. If they start ringing in every second week or every second month where I'm having a bad day, then yeah, sorry, you're no use to me. I have a business to run. I have people to pay. How am I supposed to run a business if I've no staff? If you can't come in, then don't come in.
No.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, somebody...
Well, you're going to be
hang on for one second.
Every few weeks saying, I'm having a bad day.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. The fact of the matter is that a lot of people, as we just said, live with bipolar disorder.
I'm not disputing that.
Okay, and that means... they can have good days, they can have bad days, they can have times where life is great, they can have other times where life is an awful struggle.
Listen to him, I don't think he's denying that bipolar exists.
No,
I'm
but
not denying
no, no,
it
no, no,
all,
no,
but I had a girl working here about a year ago, and it went from every 2 months she was ringing me, every 2 months she was ringing me, then it was down to every month, and then it was every second week. And you know what? I'd be walking by the canteen, I'd hear them going, ah, oh, did you hear about shedding out in the last night? And I'm like, hang on, what? Did I just hear that right?
No, but when Shadden came back
to the job, Shadden didn't have a job for much longer.
But by the very nature of bipolar, you're up sometimes and then you're...
That's exactly the point.
You have very...
So what I'm getting at, Trevor, is that you would sack somebody for having an illness, which I find just horrendous.
Agent, tell me this now, okay? If I'm running a business and I have no staff every second week, what the hell do I do?
But it's not that you have no staff. You might be missing one person.
No, I'm sick for a week. What do I do? Agent, come on, give me a straight answer. Get off the fence.
You need to sit down and talk to the person, but to sack somebody.
Sorry,
Trevor, to sack somebody because they have an illness is disgusting.
Well, what can I do about it, Adrian? If I have no business to run, I can't pay them. I can't pay my other staff. If I lose all my staff, it's their families that are going to be going hungry. The government won't pay them what I paid them. So I'm looking after other people and their families while trying to keep a business floating. While people are ringing me saying, I'm having a bad time, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And when I'm hearing about these so-called people on Instagram and fucking TikTok and all having a great life on those 2 weeks off, what the hell do I do?
Let me ask you then, this particular lady that you got rid of, do you know if she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder?
No clue. She just went in and bought a doctor's note and came in with it. That's all she done.
And was that not enough for you? Was that not enough for you?
Agent, anybody can walk into a doctor and say, listen, I need a week off work. Can you write that? I have an infection in my leg. Anybody can do it. Doctor isn't going to, especially mental health. How can a doctor question that? They can't prove it.
Yeah, but why are you questioning it? If a doctor isn't going to...
I'm not a question agent, but if the work is down in my place and people are suffering, I can't keep that person on. It's that simple. Could you maintain a podcast if Jeremy, Katie, and whoever else you have behind the scenes wasn't turning up every second day?
It'd be difficult, yep, it would be.
So therefore you probably couldn't do it.
Oh, but I do know that if I turned around, we're obviously... This is a company that runs this podcast, myself and Adrian own the company. And I know that if Adrian turned around to me, or if I turned around to Adrian next week and said, I'm feeling really, really down this week. I'm in a dark place. I can't come out and do the podcast. I know that we would come to some arrangement.
Absolutely, yeah.
That
right?
We'd get it.
Happens, Jeremy, if that goes to every second week and then Adrian starts feeling down every other week and then one of you isn't there every week and the other isn't there every second week, do you think a podcast would last long?
No, probably not.
And then what if your technical support started ringing in saying, oh, I can't come in, lads, I'm not in the mood to answer your phones or whatever. And then if your lighting people didn't come in, do you think you'd have much of a job much longer?
No, I take the point that you're making, but what Jeremy said was we would be understanding enough. Certainly if he rang me to say, I'm not going to be able to come in, we're going to have to sort something out, I'm just in a bad place at the moment, I'm certainly not going to say, oh, piss off and get your arse in here straight away.
I never said that. I said that on the first go. I give people chances, but you know what? When it goes into, when you're not listening to me, I said this went from every second month with this woman to every month, to every 2 weeks, and then it was just ridiculous. So she shortened the time when she was having bad days. Why the fuck would I keep a person like that around? I have to tell other people to pick up horse slack. Sorry, that's a weight around my neck.
But again, I'm going back to the point of you're arguing that even if she has been medically diagnosed with bipolar disorder, eventually, if she's taking so much time off work, you'd get rid of her anyway, illness or no illness.
It wouldn't matter what a disorder was, Adrian. If the person is hanging their nose around my neck, pulling my company, pulling my productivity down, then, sorry, you gotta go. Man, woman, child, I don't give a shit who it is.
Can you hear? Can you hear how heartless that sounds?
Can you hear how much I don't care, Adrian? I have people to pay, wages to put out, product to put out. If I don't do that, it's not just me that's going hungry. It's my kids. It's my work, the people who work for me and their kids that are going hungry. Why the fuck would I keep a noose around my neck like that? Would you?
Stay there for 1 second, Trevor, if you can, please. There's a lot of reaction coming into this and I'd love to hear from you on 085-825-2626.
The one quote that I can't get out of my head that he said there was...
If you're bipolar, you're bye-bye.
Isn't that what
That's
it was?
Exactly what
Is
he
that
said.
What you said, Trevor? If you're bipolar, you're bye-bye.
That's exactly what he said.
That's just... In this day and age, Trevor, that's just not... It's not the done thing.
Jeremy, do you think I don't have bad days? Do you think I don't have bad months where I don't want to do anything? I can't afford to take time off. I don't have that choice.
But we're more understanding now than ever before. Back in the day, I remember back in the 80s. Back in the day, like, people didn't understand mental health. And if someone, they used to always say, I remember my mom used to always say, oh, she suffers with her nerves. That's what people used to say. People didn't know about mental health. Oh, you, that woman is so blind down the road, she suffers with her nerves. Now we know about mental health. And, you know, while I agree with you about people taking the piss, the fact that you have just come out and said bipolar.
If you're bipolar, you're bye-bye.
It's just, I haven't got words for it.
Well, what do you want me to do, lads? Like, at the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck if I'm sick. Like, I'm at the top of the table. If I'm at the top of the table feeding others at the bottom of the table, what the fuck do I do if I'm having a bad day? I can't afford that. And if someone at the bottom of the table is tilting the table towards them, what the hell do I do when others want to be fed? I can't afford to have someone like that in the business. Like I said, this woman who I let go, it went from every 2 months down to every second week. What the fuck do I do then? And if a bloke came in and said the same thing to me, I would wait. Now, I'm not saying I would sack them on the spot. I would give them a chance, see how it progresses. But if it goes from every 3 months down to every week, yeah, sorry, I'm going to find fault in your work and you're going to be gone. I can't run a business like that.
You're going to deliberately find fault in somebody's work just to get rid of them. You're getting rid of them because they have a mental health condition. That's literally what you're saying.
I'm getting rid of them because their work is sloppy and getting really bad and others have to pick up their slack. What's the point in keeping a body on if others have to constantly keep up their work? Yous wouldn't do it. No company out there would do it. And don't tell me his word, lads. You wouldn't. The person would be gone from your podcast and they're happy.
Stay there for 1 second, Trevor. Our number is 085-825-2626. There's a huge reaction to this. This is Brian.
Yes, and let them just take the time off and let everybody else take on their workload and have to do all their work and sit down and shut up, I think was your exact response to it. It's a case of why should somebody else have to do their work for somebody who's too lazy to actually say, I don't want to do this job, I'll go off and leave and do something else. They're probably halfway through looking for a new job at the time as well, so they're using it as an excuse to go look for new work.
All right, Brian, thanks very much indeed. I got this message in a moment ago from a guy called Steve. And he says, I'm in work, so I can't come on, but I'm an employer. And I believe that you should have to reveal your mental health status at an interview. Because given past experience, I would not hire someone with that bipolar thing or depression. They are more hassle and unproductive, says Steve. Trevor, what do you say to that? That you should have to reveal your mental health status at a job interview?
Jesus, that's a good one.
In other words, if you knew at the job interview stage that...
Why are you asking a question that you know the answer to? Obviously,
he's
he hasn't.
If you knew at the job interview stage that somebody either had bipolar disorder or depression, would you hire them?
Can we put pregnancy into that, boys?
Jesus.
Well, no, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that.
What?
The whole
woman's coming into my place and she's hoping to go off and have a family, have 7 kids over the space of 5 years. What's the point of her being in the job? She's going to be gone 9 months. She's going to be gone a few months out of here.
You're entitled to get pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. And lads, you know, I have 5 kids myself, but...
Trevor, have you ever... No, I'm pulling my hands up. I've never suffered with my mental health, thank God. Have you ever suffered with your mental health?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, someone that has suffered with their mental health should have more of an understanding.
No.
No. Well,
business to run, boys. I don't get the luxury of sitting on my hands. You know what I mean?
So if you're bipolar, you're bye-bye. So, the question I ask is, if you found out at an interview stage that somebody has lives with depression or bipolar disorder, would you hire them?
After, with the trouble I had with the last person, I'm going to lean towards no, probably not.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Keith.
Gareth sounds like he's stressed out the fuck there. Maybe he should put in for a bit of time off himself, you know. Seems like things like other people's mental health is agitating the fuck out of them. That's a sign of a mental health crash. You know, maybe he should get a bit of time off himself and bring his own dog for a walk or go on Instagram and take the time for himself. Enjoy nature, enjoy whatever he sees or whatever he does and start back to work fresh as fuck.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How are we going?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Ross. You've been listening to Trevor and the other callers all arguing that he's arguing that he would do his best to get rid of somebody with bipolar disorder because they miss so much work. What do you say to that?
Like, I heard of someone getting a job got sued because they... let somebody go on mental health grounds. They said you were missing too much work and stuff like that, and the job ended up getting sued over, and the person actually won.
I would well believe that.
It's hard. Like I suffer with anxiety, like, and it, sometimes it gets me really bad. And I'm lucky in my job that I don't actually have to deal with a lot of people. I can go off and just keep myself to myself. But there is times when I have to deal with people. Like you have to get in and put on a brave face. You just have to do it. Like you can't. You're naturally like some days you are going to be bad where you might miss work, but 9 times out of 10 you're going to go into work.
Okay, but the point you're making, Ross, is that there are those days where it becomes overwhelming and you just can't work.
No, well, in my situation, I have a bit of leeway, so I can go in a little bit later. I can avoid people. If I'm suffering with anxiety, I can go in and I can miss everyone. Do you know what I mean? I could just go in, do my job, get home, and that's it. Whereas people are working in offices and all, they can't really. So, like, there is a lot of people out there who are jumping on the whole bandwagon, as someone was saying there earlier on. Like,
and that, in fact, that's what the conversation is about, that a lot of people are using mental health as an excuse to get extra time off work, basically. You believe people are doing that?
There's a lot of people doing it. there is. But this whole thing, like the person going out for walks and going for coffee and all with your friends, like you're actually encouraged to do things like that. But keep it off social media.
Yeah, you're a bit,
put up on social media.
You're probably
you're
a little bit silly
to
be doing
that's
that.
What I mean, Ross, and I agree with Trevor from that point of view. If I knew that a colleague of mine was out on mental health leave, I'd have the ultimate sympathy for them. But if I saw photographs of them at the cinema or going out on a night out, I think, you know.
So now there's rules. There's rules around what you should do.
Keep it to yourself.
Well, no. I'm very rarely sick. I haven't had a sick day in 3 years. But if I ever been sick for work, I wouldn't even go outside the door because I'd be afraid.
No, but that's this preconceived notion that when you're sick, you have to be confined to your house. You don't. You do not have to
be
confined to your house. Sorry, go on. Yeah.
A good few years ago now. I was actually off sick work for a week. Now I had the flu at the start of the week, grand. I had the weekend leading into the week. I was signed off for the week. By Thursday, I didn't feel 100%. I felt like 70% better. So I went out. I went for the game of golf. I kept it off social media, kept it off everything. But my name ended up in the paper because I won the competition. My boss seen it. And I said, well, listen, I was signed off for the week. I was getting better. So I went out. I was wrong for that. Do you know what I mean? I shouldn't have done that. But you have to, like, if you're feeling better, like, get up and do things. Just keep it off social media.
But you've suffered with your mental health, yeah?
Yeah.
How does it...
In the last few years.
Okay,
yeah,
how does it feel knowing that if Trevor was interviewing you for a job next week and you told him... Well, let me put it to Trevor. Trevor, if you were interviewing Ross for your company next week and he told you exactly what he told us that he does suffer with... Sorry, did you say... Was it depression or anxiety you said, Ross? Anxiety, was it?
Anxiety, yeah.
So what are you saying like that for, Trevor? Anxiety, like, it's not a thing.
Sorry, lads, I just took a drink. I was joking.
If he admitted to you in a job interview, Trevor, that he suffers with anxiety, would that influence you giving him the job?
It probably would sway me towards not employing him. But again, as I said, I gave people chances before. When it goes from 3 months down to every second week, you're gone. And when he said about the employer being sued, I've heard of that as well. But I'm not firing anybody under the act of you're missing too many days. I'm always firing them under the fact that it's workplace, their productivity is too low or too bad or stuff like that. I don't leave myself open like that.
If somebody's qualified for the job, they're qualified for the job, whether they have anxiety or depression or anything like that. If you're qualified for a job, you're qualified for it. Those things should be held over.
What happens if the person isn't coming in 2 weeks out of every month? What do I do with that person? Do I just say to the other workers, Tom is out this for the next 2 weeks, so you pick up his slack?
No, well, you're going to have to do that at the start, but as soon as that starts happening, the person gets to do.
Well, there you go.
They come into your job every single week.
And if that person isn't there for 2 weeks, that month, then they're gone. But they're no use to me, sorry.
They're gone, 100%, 100% gone. They could come into your job for 4 or 5 months and they might not miss a day. They could be the best worker in there. They might take a few days off because they're ill. They might see that, that job's grand now, we can do that. And then they might take the piss out of it and start doing it more and more. You're going to cop onto it.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lad who works for me, Ross, and he's a top worker. Never took time off in the last probably 4 years. And if he asked me for the month off, I'd give it to him. Because I know he'd make it up when he came back.
Yeah, straight up.
Others wouldn't.
I wouldn't go for a job that's going to put me with the anxiety that I have. The job that I'm in now is perfect. That'll do me for life. Don't need another job. But if I had to go for another job, I wouldn't go for something that's going to actually put me into the limelight where I'm going to have those issues. Like if I'm working in an office, I wouldn't go for an office job. Not
but there you go, Ross. You wouldn't do your job in customer service then, would you?
No.
Face to face every day. Well, there you go. You couldn't work for me, so there you go. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't actually put myself into a position where I'd go in and I'd actually have to be missing days.
Well, there you go. I mean? So I have people coming into my place that are doing that and they don't come in. So what am I supposed to do? Like, it's like Jeremy and Adrian here. They won't answer the question. Like, what do you do in this situation? They're giving it the whole PC grade answers. You know,
you give them a verbal warning first, written warning second. There you go. See you later.
Yeah.
Three strikes gone. Good luck.
Now, I have to say, Ross, an awful lot of people contacting us are on Team Trevor, basically, agree with what Trevor has been saying, that if you have an employee who is frequently off work due to mental health issues, ultimately your company is suffering and you will have to get rid of them somehow.
Yeah, well, if you don't see that person making any, like, actually making an effort to do it, like, if you see them taking the piss all the time, yeah, they've got to go. But if you see someone actually trying to do it and trying to get over what they have, do you know what I mean? You're gonna give them a little bit of a leeway. But if they're taking the piss, that didn't have a gone.
Okay,
but
for you and the condition that you live with, the job that you have happens to suit you. There are certain jobs that you wouldn't even go for because they wouldn't suit you.
No, not a hope.
Okay,
no.
So you know that yourself. You know what you're able for.
I was in a band. I was lead singer in a band. And that even, like, the last few years now, even getting up to do that, like, I'd struggle even getting up on the stage sometimes. And I'd really have to push myself even to get up and do it.
Very sad to hear that. I feel, genuinely feel sorry for anybody like yourself, Ross, who suffers with anxiety and mental health. I saw a girl in Dunn's the other day, Adrian. I was in Dunn's, and I hadn't seen her for a long time. The girl having a panic attack. Oh, my God, scary.
That is very scary, yeah.
But it just came out of nowhere. She was just walking around doing her shopping beside me, and the next minute she started hyperventilating. And I don't understand that because I've never had a panic attack. And I'm wondering, what could you be panicking about? It was empty, by the way. Dunn's was quiet. There was nothing stressful going on about it.
It's the human mind. It does weird things
and
to you.
I just couldn't grasp how, you know, my stupidity, I would think that you would only get a panic attack if you get a bill in the post for 500 quid and you can't pay it. That caused the panic attack. But she was like so relaxed walking through Dunn's, and the next minute she just started going, scary, isn't it? The one thing to take from this topic today, well, there's a few things to take from it. First of all, there's a lot of people who are scamming it, mm-hmm. scamming the system. But second of all, if you don't suffer with your mental health in any way whatsoever, count your lucky stars.
Absolutely. Eddie!
Jeff ain't the sharpest tool in the box, is he? He's just come on one of the biggest podcasts in the country and fucking outed himself. Bound to be someone listening that fucking knows him. What an absolute bell end.
Eddie, the guy actually lives in Australia, and I know we do have listeners to Opinions Matter in Australia, but I don't think Jeff's overly worried.
Yeah, but we're not huge in Australia, are we?
Yeah. Ger!
If you keep bringing in sick and citing mental health, then that's what your legacy is going to be. That's going to be your reputation within the company. Everybody knows the people that take the piss. They just do. There are obviously a lot of genuine cases out there, but then they all get lumped in the same. It does piss people off. It's happening way too much now. I believe it's been used too often for trivial little things. People are saying that their mental health is suffering. And yeah, I just think it's the weakness in society, and it's just going to continue.
Thanks very much indeed for your message. Let me bring in Sean.
How's it going, lads? Afternoon. Now, I do have to kind of agree with Trev there. Like, if your staff are constantly going to be out, like, are you supposed to stick with that staff and let your business then fucking go to shit? Or would you replace them with more reliable staff members? Obviously, you're going to replace them with reliable staff members. And as you were saying about bipolar there, like, they're not the only people that have ups and downs. Like, we all have ups and downs, but we just don't make a big fucking deal out of it at times. Like, I understand people have their illnesses and their issues, but we all go through life with our own shit. But you can understand them missing a day or two here and there, but if it's becoming a more regular issue, well then, yeah, you would have to look about replacing them. You know, it's as poxy as it is, but like, you're trying to run a business, you want it to run properly, you don't want to falling apart, like, because it's not only like you're losing your money as well as them losing money. So go on, take it easy.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. And finally, our old buddy, John.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Once in my life, I actually agree with Trevor. You have the likes of Jeff there just taking the piss out of it. So I'd sack them as well. Of course I would. You know, I'd be very, 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 apprehensive about taking people on with mental health issues and taking the piss out of it. You know, it just goes to show you. This is what you're up against. Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
All right, John, thanks very much. There is a difference between people who are taking the piss out of it and people who need time off for genuine mental health reasons.
It's very disheartening for, as Eddie pointed out a few minutes ago, this is one of our Ireland's biggest podcast. Thousands of listens every day. So people are going to hear this podcast who suffer with their mental health. And it's not painting a good picture, is it? Because basically what this topic has revealed to people who have mental health issues is hide it. Don't tell anybody about it. Mm. Keep it to yourself. Because if you tell people you have mental health issues, you may as well be trying out for a football team with one leg. That's basically what it is. You're not going to get hard.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekdays. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.